In this bulletin, Scott Morrison to announce a housing and superannuation policy at the Liberal launch in Brisbane. At least 10 people killed in a shooting in the United States. And Australian cricket great Andrew Symonds dies in a car crash. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will announce a housing policy at the Liberal launch in Brisbane. He says up to 1.3 million people over the age of 55 will be able to sell or downsize their property and invest up to $300,000 per person from that sale into their superannuation fund. That's outside of the existing contribution caps on super. The sale proceeds would be exempt from the assets test for 2 years, meaning it wouldn't affect the seller's pension. He says the new policy will free up larger homes for younger families wanting to buy a property. At least 10 people have been killed in a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo City in New York. The gunman had a rifle and body armor and opened fire inside the supermarket before getting arrested. Investigators believe the shooter may have been live streaming the shooting and were looking into whether he'd posted a manifesto online. Authorities say they haven't identified a motive, but are investigating whether the shooting was racially motivated. Buffalo's mayor is Byron Brown.
What started out as a beautiful day in the city of Buffalo has turned into a terrible day and one of tremendous heartbreak for every member of our community. We have suffered a mass shooting with multiple casualties and several people injured.
There are major flood warnings in parts of southeast Queensland as the rain eases slightly. The Bureau of Meteorology says between 200 and 300 millimetres of rain fell across the state in 48 hours. The Mary River, which runs through Gympie, is expected to peak at 16 metres. Australian cricket great Andrew Symonds has died in a car crash at the age of 46. Queensland police say Symonds was involved in a single car crash around 10:30 last night outside Townsville. It's believed his car left the road and rolled. Paramedics arrived at the scene but couldn't revive him. Symonds played 26 tests for Australia, 198 one-day internationals and 14 2020 internationals before retiring in 2012. He's the third Australian cricket legend to suddenly die this year, following the deaths of Shane Warne and Rod Marsh in March. Now, if you don't want to know who won the Eurovision Song Contest and would prefer to find out tonight when it's broadcast on SBS TV and on SBS On Demand from 7:30, then now's a good time to hit pause on this podcast. You're still with me. Ukraine has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest with folk rap group Kalush Orchestra winning for their song Stefania. After performing their entry, they asked for help for Ukrainian forces in the besieged city of Mariupol. Ukraine went into the contest as favourites and received enormous support from the public vote. The country attracted 631 votes to win the contest.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting Ukraine. This victory is for every Ukrainian. Slava Ukraini!
The United Kingdom came second with 466, while Spain was third with 459 votes. Sheldon Riley represented Australia. He was placed 15th, performing his emotional ballad, Not the Same. Well, now the weather. Perth, possible shower, 19. Adelaide, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, showers and 19. Canberra, a shower or two, 19 degrees. Wollongong, similar conditions, 24. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, showers and 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.